Chapter 8. Computer Chaos. Early the next morning, the four children walked to school together.
Have you thought of a plan yet? Lucy asked Robert.
Not yet, replied Robert. But I think we need to find out a few things first.
What sort of things? Asked Anton.
First, we need to find out if there are any books in the school at all, replied Robert.
I wonder where the office put the books that were once in the school library. Did they burn them?
There was a rumour a long time ago that the people from the office locked all the books in the cellar, said Abby.
But it was only a rumour.
It might be true, said Lucy. Why don't we investigate and see if there are any books there?
Good idea, replied Robert.
Let's wait behind after school, and when everyone has gone home, we'll see if we can get into the cellar.
We'll have to go to the control room when Mr. Sharp has gone home.
All the cupboard doors and the cellar door are locked and open from there, said Abby.
That day went by even more slowly than the previous one. All the lessons seemed even more dull and boring than before. At last, the final lesson ended and the bell rang to signal the end of the day. Robert, Lucy, Anton and Abby hid in the storeroom and waited for the last person to leave. 5 minutes after everyone had gone, the lights in the building went out. The school was dark and scary, so Lucy took her torch out of her pocket and switched it on.
I'm glad you have a torch, whispered Anton.
I never go anywhere without it, said Lucy.
She doesn't like the dark very much, explained Robert.
Anton understood how Lucy felt. He didn't like the dark very much either. Lucy led the way as the children ran to the control room. Robert switched on the light. Inside the room were lots and lots of computers everywhere.
I wonder what that computer's for, said Lucy.
She pointed to a big green computer in a large glass box. There was a label on it that read, Property of the Office, Do Not Touch. Robert went over to the green computer for a closer look. He lifted the lid on the glass box.
Be careful, said Lucy.
The computer was already switched on, so Robert pressed a key. Instantly, the computer screen lit up and a plan of the school appeared on it.
Look, it's a plan of the school, said Robert.
Abby, Lucy and Anton came over to the computer. They gathered round and looked at the plan closely.
Look,
said Anton, pointing to the bottom of the plan.
There's the cellar.
Perhaps this computer opens the door, said Robert.
He pressed some more keys. Suddenly, an instruction appeared on the screen. Please enter the pass number, it said. There were four blank spaces to fill in underneath the instruction.
Oh dear, muttered Anton. There are hundreds of four-digit combinations.
The children thought for a few moments. Then Abby had an idea.
Why don't we tap in the year? She suggested. That's got four numbers.
Okay, replied Robert. Let's try it.
He tapped in the year 2055. Nothing happened.
Oh no, it doesn't work, sighed Lucy.
Everyone was very disappointed. What else could the code be? The children thought hard.
Which year did the office take over the school?
Asked Lucy.
2050,
replied Abby.
Try that, Robert, said Lucy.
Hang on a minute, said Anton. He looked closely at the screen. You haven't clicked on go yet.
You're right, I haven't, said Robert.
He clicked on go and the computer screen went black. The children held their breaths until the screen lit up again. It showed a picture of the cellar door and it was opening.
It worked! It worked!
Cried Abby in excitement.
You open the door, Robert.
Quick, said Robert.
Let's get down to the cellar before the door closes again.
The children ran down the stairs and into the cellar as fast as they could. It was very dark inside, so Lucy switched on her torch. She flashed it around in the darkness to see what was there. Suddenly, the children gasped. There, in front of them, from the floor to the ceiling, were shelves piled high with hundreds and hundreds of books. Lucy shone the torch on the books so they could see the titles. There were adventure books, mystery books, fantasy books, and hundreds of non-fiction books.
Wow! Cried Anton. It wasn't a rumour after all. We really do have books in the school.
Yes, you do, said Robert angrily.
He was cross that the books were locked in the cellar.
Let's get out of here before we get caught, whispered Abby. Come on.
Quickly, the children ran up the stairs and back into the control room. Robert used the computer to close the cellar door again. Then, as quickly and as quietly as possible, they left the building. No one said a word as they walked back to the twins' house. They were too busy thinking about what they had seen in the cellar. As soon as the children got in the house, they ran up to Anton's room and sat down.
We must think of a plan to get the books out of the cellar and back into the library, said Robert.
And how can we get teachers back into the school too? Asked Abby. Let's go back to the control room tomorrow night, said Lucy.
Why? Asked Robert.
If we go back to the control room, we can instruct the computers to delete all their files, explained Lucy.
How will that help? Asked Anton.
Well, that way, all the lessons will be ruined, she replied. Then the robots will have no lessons. When the people at the office find out, it will be too late because all the lessons will be deleted.
And then we will have to use the books for our lessons instead, finished Robert.
You're very clever, said Anton. He was very impressed.
How well done, Lucy! That's an excellent idea, laughed Abby.
I know what to do, said Robert. We'll hide after school again tomorrow, then we will put Lucy's plan into action.
This is going to be a great adventure, said Anton. I can't wait for tomorrow.
After school the next day, the four children hid again in the storeroom. They waited for the last person to leave the school. 5 minutes later, the lights in the building went out. After a few minutes, when they were sure the building was completely empty, they crept out of their hiding place. Lucy switched on her torch and led the way to the control room. In the control room, Anton, Abby and Lucy each chose a computer and sat down at it, ready to start deleting the files.
Stop! Cried Robert suddenly. I've just thought of something really important.
The three children stared at him in surprise.
What is it?
Asked Lucy.
If we delete all the files, we might delete the files on the green computer too. And if we do that, the cellar door would be locked. We need the computer program that locks and unlocks the cellar door to get the books out, explained Robert.
Oh, no, said Lucy. I never thought of that.
The children stared at the green computer.
I don't think this computer is linked to the others, said Anton, as he looked all around it for a connecting cable. I think it works on its own.
But how can you be sure?
Asked Robert.
I can't,
replied Anton.
But why is this computer a different colour from the others? I think it's because it's separate from the other computers.
Yes, and why is it in a special glass box? Asked Abby.
I think it is separate from the others too. Let's take the risk and delete the files on the other computers as we planned and hope that it doesn't affect this computer, said Anton.
Lucy looked worried.
Are you sure? She asked. What if it is connected? We would lose the program to open the cellar and all the books would be locked in. It would be a disaster.
No, I think it will be all right,
said Robert. Let's do it.
Okay,
said Lucy, Abby and Anton. For the next few minutes, the children worked as quickly as possible. They moved from one computer to another, deleting all the files from the hard drive. One by one, each computer was cleared of all its files. Anton sat down at the last computer and deleted the contents of the hard drive. Robert, Lucy and Abby watched him complete the task. Then, nervously, they all gathered around the green computer, held their breaths and waited. What would happen? Would it shut down too? A few minutes went by. Nothing happened. The screen stayed on. It didn't even flicker. The hard drive stayed switched on too. After 5 minutes, the children breathed a sigh of relief. It was safe.
Hooray! Laughed Lucy. The green computer isn't linked to the others at all.
Thank goodness for that, sighed Abby.
Robert looked at his watch. It was getting late. The twins' parents would be wondering where they were.
Come on, he said. We must go now before we are missed.
Quickly, the children left the building and hurried home to the twins' house.
I can't wait to go to school tomorrow morning, giggled Abby. It's going to be chaos, laughed Anton.